Welcome back. If you've just tuned in, you're about 30 minutes late. We start the program at 6 minutes after the hour. Did make an error in calling the local group Citizens for Sensible Planning. It's Coalition. So that means, it must mean that they include people other than, why don't we try to get Neil on the phone, see if he's, Neil Ablett, Ablett's Dry Cleaners, building that unusual house downtown, see if he's available to talk. Anyway, it's Coalition for Sensible Planning, it's not Citizens for Sensible Planning. I don't know if that means that they include people other than citizens, as a, it's a coalition, but sorry about that error.
Hello? Yeah.
Is this Neil Ablett?
Yes, it is.
This is Mark Schneidman. You're live on the air. How are you doing today?
Oh, hello, Mark. Live. Boy, that didn't give me any warning. Bye-bye. Just showing some folks here from L.A. the little house.
Oh, yeah?
You can actually see something.
Well, tell them to call your real estate agent if they want to make an offer.
Well, this ain't for sale. This is not for sale for a long time.
Have you had any
after my passing.
Have you had any people try to buy it from you?
Oh, gosh, no. Oh, gosh, no. I mean, I have. No. It's just now people are starting to realize it's actually being built.
Yep.
You can actually go up the stairs and get on the first floor.
Oh, how exciting.
Of the frame. They haven't poured it yet. They'll probably pour it a week after Thanksgiving. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. And the biggest surprise is standing on the first floor looking at the view. It's a beautiful view of rooftops, Riviera, and the mountains.
Just from the first floor?
Just from the first floor, yeah. That's a bonus view for me.
Okay, now just to let people know, we were on the phone with Neil 4 weeks ago when they were just pouring, they were just drilling the holes for the caissons that were going in to support a four-story structure that is on a parcel 20 feet by 20 feet, which is the size of a standard two-car garage. And it's located behind the Holiday Inn down on Lower State Street off of Haley. Is that close enough?
That's very close. Yeah,
okay.
It's about in the middle of the block behind the Holiday Inn, Territory Head, and the Ablett's Cleaners.
So now, 4 weeks later, foundation's poured and framing is up for the first floor. Now, you walk up the steps. So you drive on the ground floor and you have parking for one car.
Correct.
And you walk up to the first floor or the second floor, and that's going to be your bedroom?
Correct.
And a bathroom?
Yeah, there'll be a full bath, a bedroom. I've got two windows looking right towards K Street, one looking toward Haley. And surprisingly, as I say, it was just last week I got up there and realized how nice that view was going to be.
You know, I just had Joe Gazzardi on the phone, who is he's a member of some local groups, Neighborhood Ordinance Committee, and he was just appointed to the General Plan Committee for the city. And we were talking about density, and he, off the air, he had told me he would have approved a project like such as yours if he was on the city council.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but he was talking about some higher density projects up on State and La Cumbra, you know, where you have a whole different ball of wax. This is quite interesting. Now, okay, so the second floor, you walk up, you got your bedroom and bath. And the third floor, you walk up, is that going to be the kitchen?
That's the kitchen, yeah, and it's got a 10-foot ceiling, and it's really got a nice view. That'll also have a half bath. And then the next one is the living, and then the top rooftop patio tops it off. And the amazing thing, I think I mentioned before, is it's in the middle of the block, so you really can't see it from State, Gutierrez, or Chapala. You'll just see the little tips, which will all be mosaic-type tile on the two little turrets or towers, whatever you call them. But you do see it from Haley. But the good part for us is we've got a 360-degree view.
Boy, you've really garnered a lot of attention. I do want to direct people to either your website or, is it Jeff Shelton is your architect?
Yeah, jeffsheltonarchitect.com, jeffsheltonarchitect.com, and ablets.com. And they link, and Jeff's got some spectacular stuff there, the other jobs he's done. By the way, he's on display up at City College on the Atkinson Gallery in the Humanities Building. There's three local artists that are being featured, and Jeff's one of them, and it's got all his drawings and the little models. In fact, the big model, our big model's up there, and there was a great big reception last Friday, but it runs through December 9th.
Which you neglected to invite me to.
You know, you are probably the only person I forgot about. But did I give you the scoop on Good Morning America?
What is the story on that?
They just would like to be the first TV show to film the interior, which I think is a strange request, because I think the exterior is going to be the most incredible hunk of architecture and beauty.
Well,
but anyway, they figure to be the first in the interior.
Right. Well, they figure that people without your permission can film the exterior, so they want the permission to have the exclusive on the interior. That makes sense. Why has this attracted so much attention, national attention? Good Morning America. What's that about?
Well, the AP picked up the story. You know, originally it was a 4-3 denial at planning, and I just couldn't believe, you know, that our visionary people were against downtown, against small, against everything I was for. And fortunately, city council voted unanimously in favor of it, but in the interim, a lot of, you know, publicity was going around, and it became a story, and the AP picked it, or the LA Times picked it up, then the AP, then it went national. But they expected us to build then, and it took another 18 months to get the permit.
So can I be there with you and your wife when we all be on Good Morning America to get together? You could introduce
me.
Sure.
John Cleese says he wants to cut the ribbon too, so that should be fun.
Oh.
It just touches a lot of buttons, you know. It's infill, it's downtown, it's making things small, you know, it's trying to make them affordable by design, although it's still expensive. It's walking to work and eyes on the street. I don't know, a lot of good things. Plus, it's showing that you can do something small and make it beautiful and you know, live downtown.
Now, what's your estimate for finishing this project?
Given it's gone so far, and we're just starting our fifth week today, it's gone so well, I would believe that all concrete would be poured by March if it continues like it is. And then it's the finishing that could take 2 to 4 months. You know, they put an egg on top and all the tile, and it's really a pretty elegant piece of work. So I would say, what's that, March, April, May, June, July? June at the earliest, October at the latest.
So you might be on top of your rooftop deck for July 4th fireworks.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think of that. What a place to view it.
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting. And do go to the webpage, ziffshelton.com or atlas.com, and send me some comments.
Let me repeat that for the hearing impaired. Jeff Shelton, architect. .com. There's no S's, not Jeff Shelton's Architects. Just
you got it right. Jeff Shelton Architect.
Jeff Shelton Architect.com or Ablitz.com, which is ABLITTS.
Right. There's an S on the Ablitz.
Ablitz.com. I snuck into a property being built to view the Fiesta Parade several years ago in an infill project such as yours, and he has a rooftop deck and a wonderful balcony right facing State Street. And this is the commercial building. If you walk across the street from the Arlington Theater and look at the Arlington, to the right is a commercial property, and above it you can see a dome tower, and it's a residential structure. It's a residential home. A guy bought the building and built it for himself. And we were all hanging up there on this construction deck looking down, and he was across the street looking at the parade. I don't know why he wasn't in his own house. And he came up and he goes, "Do I know you guys?" It was a bunch of Coldwell Banker agents when we worked on Chapala and Mitchell Terena. And he was very very nice about it, and you know, gave us permission to stay. But that's a pretty sweet deal. That's a pretty sweet deal.
You know, something like what you just said, I don't think people realize how spectacular the views are in the downtown in this area. You go down to the courthouse and you look your way up there, but just anywhere along State Street or the side streets, you go up one or two levels, and it's really a beautiful view. We live in a very beautiful city.
So, very exciting for you, a lot of publicity. I emailed Neil Ablitz an article from Dublin, Ireland, about a former tool shed built to fill a gap in the middle of a row of Victorian houses in what was once Dublin's poorest district, found a buyer for $269,000. And it's 10 feet wide, and it has a floor space of 280 square feet. And it's a red brick house, no garden, and no ground floor windows. So 10 feet wide, so you're twice that. You're living large.
Well, actually, we're 17 by 17 on the interior and 19 by 19 exterior. We have a 6-inch setback all the way around. You well, also sent me something on that house in London that was like 9 feet, I guess, and it was $1 million property.
Well, I emailed you this, and you emailed back this old skinny house, under 10 feet wide at its widest, on sale for $938,000. This is August 2005. Measuring 5 feet at its narrowest and 9 feet 11 inches at its widest, is up for sale. It's up for sale. It didn't sell for more than $900,000.
That's amazing. Having built this little thing, the people I've been in contact with, and what I found on the internet for small houses and small, there's actually a small house society. There are some incredible houses around the world. One in North Carolina, I think, is 20 by 20 with four rooms. I mean, it's crazy stuff.
Yeah, maybe. Well, maybe they'll do a whole show, you know, Good Morning America, to highlight these other properties. Is your bathroom look like an airline bathroom?
On paper, it looks like pretty much a normal bathroom. I'm not an architect, so it looks good. I think it's going to be pretty darn nice. I think people will be surprised.
My father used to tell me an old Henny Youngman joke about the room was so small, when you opened the door, the doorknob got in bed with you. I'm not certain if that's really funny, but that was Henny Youngman. Neil Ablett, good luck. Thanks for the update. We'll
Thanks
keep in touch with
on.
You, and if we were television, we'd show you waving.
Okay, I'll leave anyway, but it's a beautiful project, and thanks for the call.
Okay, Neil, take good care.
Bye-bye.
Neil Ablett building one of the most unusual properties probably ever built in Santa Barbara, based on its size. Ablitts.com, A-B-L-I-T-T-S, Ablitts.com, and then you could go over to his architect's website. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, it's 9 minutes to the hour. Stay tuned. We'll come back for the fourth and final segment with our weekly multiple listing update.